Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Andre Smith from South Africa.
Fresh over from London, this is Judge Jules.
This is Beto Maxo, talking to you from Lebanon.
Alfredo Ferreira from Buenos Aires.
Holo Jakob from Cologne, Germany.
Ana Abdullah Taya, Maghribi, wa abatu lakum tahiyati al-Khalifa min Paris.
Sean Prue on 103.9 Proud FM in Toronto.
Give the world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
This week on Global Community, we're crossing over to Taiwan. Joining me on the line right now, someone who lives in Taiwan, Danny. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Adam?
Very well. Danny, thank you so much for your time. The general impression I get from gay life in many parts of Asia is that it's not the most open of areas in the world. What is gay life like in Taiwan?
Well, I think Taiwan, compared to some other Asian countries, is relatively more open and more progressive as well in terms of gay culture and gay politics.
Would you say even compared to mainland China, it would be more open?
Oh, yeah, definitely more open than, the gay life and gay culture in mainland China.
How big is the gay community in Taiwan? Is there a lot of clubs and a lot of events?
Yeah, there are actually quite a lot of gay venues here in Taipei. Well, maybe there are not as many outside of Taipei, but in Taipei, we have a few gay bars and gay clubs. And there's also a gay park where people go and hang out with their friends or meet new people.
A gay park?
Well, it's we call it a peace park. I've never heard of a gay park before. Can you tell me more about that?
I'm intrigued.
The official name of this park is called 228 Peace Park. It's originally, designed to commemorate people dying under the governance of Kuomintang, the nationalist party. But then slowly it was just, transformed into like a gay park. People just go there and then meet other gay people.
Wow, that's pretty cool. One thing that happens in a lot of cities around the world is a big pride parade. Does that happen in Taiwan?
Yes, in recent years, the Taipei city government has organized, annual event in Taipei City for gay people to come together and to march on a certain part of Taipei City. And that has helped to open people's eyes, and also people's minds about gay culture in Taiwan.
Is that just a parade, or are there lots of other events that happen around that time as well?
Well, it started out as a simple parade, with people walking from one end of the city to probably the other end. But then, over the past few years, there have been a lot of activities organized around this parade. For example, there will be lectures or talks or performances. And, I think people in Taipei City are very happy to see this kind of development. They are, happy to join in and get to know, maybe people who are a little bit different from them.
And do you get a lot of people from mainland China coming over because it's more accepting in Taiwan?
That I'm not so sure, but we do have a lot of people visiting from like Hong Kong or Singapore or Malaysia or even Japan, coming over to Taipei to experience the gay life here.
Speaking of visitors, would you say that for maybe someone in Australia, Taiwan would be a good place for gay travellers to travel to and check out the gay scene in Taiwan?
Definitely. Actually, I would recommend Taiwan to, people from all over the world, because Taiwan has got such friendly people, as most people would testify to you. I think most of my friends visiting from other countries enjoy the atmosphere here in Taiwan because it's very friendly and people are very helpful. They will go out of their way to help visitors. So, you know, whether you're gay or not, I think Taiwan is definitely a very good place to visit. And also, gay life now in Taipei is very vibrant. So I think, you know, gay people definitely will enjoy themselves here in Taipei.
Visitors coming from Australia are obviously English-speaking. Would that cause any problems in Taiwan?
I don't think so. At least not in Taipei. People in Taipei, you know, can get by speaking a little bit English. But if they travel out of Taipei, they will have a bit of trouble communicating with local people. But even so, you know, people will still try their best to help, you know, these visitors from other countries.
I'm really interested in getting to know a little bit about what's happening in Taiwan at the moment. What are hitting the headlines in Taiwan?
H1N1. I don't know whether that's a big news story in Australia too, but in recent months, we have had a lot of news coverage in terms of the vaccines that are developed by Taiwanese government to prevent people from getting H1N1, and these vaccines seem to have caused a lot of problems. So right now on the news, we see a lot of stories about H1N1 cases and also people having trouble with vaccines.
That's really interesting because that dropped out of the Australian news probably about 6 months ago. So it's interesting that it's still a big issue in some countries.
Yeah, it is still here.
What are some of the fads and the crazes and the trends that are popular in Taiwan at the moment?
Do you know about the movie Avatar?
Yes, we do.
It's actually now very popular here in Taiwan. People are talking about it and people, you know, are going to, you know, this movie. And this is a very new experience here in Taiwan, and I think people are, you know, happy about it. Another thing is about this artist from mainland China called Cai Guoqiang. He's currently having an exhibition here in Taipei, and his artworks are very progressive, very modern, and, you know, people seem to like the idea of this kind of modern art, and, you know, people are talking about it as well.
Would you say there's moral conflict at the moment in Taiwan where people want to honour the Eastern traditions, but others are also so keen to move away and adopt all the Western cultures?
Yeah, I think in most Chinese society, I think right now there is that problem. You know, for the young people, they want to move forward. They want to embrace Western culture. But at the same time, you know, they struggle maintaining the relationship with the older generation. And I think that's especially true for people in my generation, you know, people in their 20s or 30s. I think this is especially true. They are sort of acting as a bridge between the old generation and the new generation.
Coming from someone who personally lives in somewhere that's obviously Western culture and Western civilization and seeing, I guess, it becoming more popular throughout the world, I find it a bit distressing that we might lose some of those great Eastern cultures that we've had for so many years. Does that concern you at all, Danny?
Oh, yes, very much. Actually, I'm a teacher here in Taipei, and some of my students are, you know, newly graduates from university, so they are in their early, in their, like, late teens or early 20s, and I see them, you know, so eagerly embracing the Western culture, and at the same time, not so much abandoning, but forgetting their own traditions and culture. And this worries me quite a lot.
Danny, thank you so much for having a chat to us today and telling us about what gay life is like in Taiwan. You've sold Taiwan to me. I'm intrigued. I must come over and visit soon.
Yeah, definitely. People from over the world are very welcome in Taiwan, and I hope to see you soon here in Taiwan.
Danny Chen talking about gay life in Taiwan. This is Global Community on the Hump Day Crew.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.